I'd do them anyway. I'd do them anyway if I didn't really want something. I'd do them for cash.
I hate them. I hate them just because I'm so bad with people. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm just not good meeting people like in those situations. I'm shy and people think I'm a jerk.
Yeah, but we have a good time when we do them. I mean, we laugh at people.
When we can drink.
We make fun of it. Yeah, that's
hello.
A different story.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, I have a question for Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, are you going to be in the electric room with some absinthe?
I'll meet you there.
Thanks, Buzz. Love you.
Whatever happened to that show?
Okay, bye-bye. It's coming, Mike. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
The electric room. Make that 14 cameras.
14 cameras. All right, Boyd.
That one's wired separately.
Didn't even know the electric room. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. Do you remember that movie, Punch Drunk Love?
Adam Sandler? Yeah, kind of.
Heard of it.
Chloe's on that. She plays a nut.
She usually does. In fact, when she was younger, oftentimes played retarded girls in movies.
Hey.
Yeah, but she did a better job than this, stating a fact.
Well, better job than what, Mike? Hello, Don Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Power.
Power,
absolute power.
The electric room aren't very accommodating.
Hello!
The girls are walking around with dirty knees.
She was better than that.
No. Thank you!
I just needed a second to pull up that computer, please, Mike.
I saw your finger working on it. I watch your hands. I watch your hands during the entire show.
You know me. I'm fussing.
You know Chloe O'Brien. That's for sure. Remember
that.
Hey, I'm serious. I mean that, okay?
Our daddy is dead.
That's right, asshat. Remember that.
He put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
Yes, because you are not clean. You are unclean, Rosie.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
You're not a sheriff. You're loud.
It's me, the sheriff.
No, you're not a sheriff.
You're weird.
You're weird.
You're the hippopotamus.
I am not a hippopotamus, and shut up.
All this boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
Oh, get out of here.
I think he's a jerk.
I think you're a jerk.
No.
Yes. Yes, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes.
No.
Yes, infinity.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Again.
No.
Shut
up. No.
Shut
no.
up.
Can you hear me?
Everybody can hear you. They can hear you six city blocks away.
Here's the one that ends.
I want to see you! Oh!
Shut up!
There she goes. Thank you. You take responsibility for that today.
Yes, I know.
I wasn't going to go there with that page today.
He doesn't mind. I do love them.
Yes, so do I.
Our daddy is dead.
I know. And God, we're happy about it. He's so dead.
Yeah, he's underground. Beetle food.
Bugs eating his skull right now.
Our daddy is dead.
Oh. His hair is continuing to grow.
Poor Rosie.
Yeah, anyway, hello. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Don and Mike show, last call before we hit our first break.
Don, I just want to know if the dimensions of the electric room aren't very accommodating. Have you noticed any of the girls with dirty knees?
Hold on, have we noticed what?
Any girls with dirty knees?
I get it.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. I read you, sir.
Hey, can I give a shout-out to the station I listen on?
Sure.
KCPF, 11:50 a.m. here in Burlington, Iowa.
Burlington, Iowa. I'll tell you one thing. We've been on that station almost 10 years.
And it's the greatest.
And the manager there
doing a fine job with
is a gentle lover.
Ah, he's a giving lover.
Well, no, I've decided that that's going to be my thing.
Oh, you're gentle lover? Gentle?
I'm
all about gentle.
You're giving.
Right.
I'm gentle. Okay?
Good. Also good.
So, Mike, what do you want?
Powerful. It has to start with a G.
You guys ever been to Iowa?
Never had the pleasure, but I've played golf with a bunch of guys from Iowa and Myrtle Beach, and they were great.
Does it have to start with a G?
Well, the others do.
It does. Well, okay.
Okay, so it has to start with a G?
Yes.
Gorgeous? There you go. A gorgeous lover? No, that doesn't work. It's got to be more of a... stick with powerful. It's better.
Genteel. I'll
think of something.
Genteel.
Gavin.
Not a Gavin lover. That too. But
yes, you are a Gavin lover.
A gregarious lover. Yeah. Also great.
Giggly.
A giggly lover.
You are. You'd be goofy.
Thank you.
Goofy lover.
Look, just looking at Rob.
Thank you, guys. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you. You got us started. So you're gentle. Buzz is giving.
Right.
I don't like gregarious. I'm going to have to come up with another one.
Go with the non-G one.
Powerful.
Yeah, go with that's powerful. That's you're not stuck to the G's.
How about easy?
Easy lover.
Easy lover.
Rob Spiewak, Easy Lover.
Now everybody's got one they like except me. I reserve the right to call one later.
You should like Powerful Lover. That's good.
Yeah, but that's good.
That's just not true.
That's good, though.
Who cares if it's true? It's good.
Midnight.
Yeah. I'm a midnight lover. Thank you, Rob.
Secret.
Thank you, Rob. Rob, give me the one I want.
I'm a midnight lover. Yeah. How you doing? Let's go to the electric room. Hey, excuse me.
Hey, what's the deal? Am I calling the right number here?
For Batman, they've changed the phone.
That's Anna McBride? Is it?
What's her number? I can't call anyone.
What's Bridget's number?
Call that. Electric room.
Let me see.
It's midnight.
It's 2888. Hey.
No, you know what? I'm a part-time lover.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What type of lover would you be if it started with G?
With a G? Great.
Hey, boy, no hesitation at all.
Right on. How about Joe?
Let me ask him. Joe?
Raz.
Huh? See you next week.
Joe.
What kind of lover am I?
With a G. You can only use a G.
Starts with a G.
Talk. Tick. Talk. Tick.
I'm a grape-flavored lover.
Tick.
Grape-flavored.
Grape-flavored.
Wow. Grape-flavored. There you go. All right.
Way to
put those circuits together.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe. Good talking to you.
Good day.
Hey, how was that Stones news conference today?
It was annoying.
Joe came in and had a lengthy diatribe directed at the Rolling Stones press conference today that he was listening to.
Sorry to hear
that. He's a big Stones fan.
Huge. The biggest.
And Joe's amazed at going out on tour again. I mean, he's not amazed. He's
I'm
happy.
Amazed that I'm still going to see them.
And you'll like it.
Oh, I'm going to love it.
Uh-huh. And what is it about the Rolling Stones press conference that pissed you off?
The journalists.
Ah, not the Stones, though.
No, they were great.
Yeah, the journalists are always stupid.
What did the journalists do that pissed you off, Joe?
Journalists think they're so self-important and matter so much, and Mick Jagger was just ripping them left and right.
Good.
Did the Stones have a gimmick? Because last time they came in on a blimp, did they do anything nutty?
Their gimmick was Keith is still alive.
Oh, did they really do that, or is that your joke?
That's my joke.
I liked it.
And I'm sticking to it.
Okay. All right.
They didn't come in on the Munster coach.
Okay, how's it, Joe?
How's it?
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
We made it through that segment with Joe.
He's a grape.
Always do.
He's a grape-flavored lover.
Grape-flavored lover.
Like Dimetapp.
Joe Ardinger.
He come up with grape-flavored.
That's the flavor of cough medicine they sell. Yeah. Rob is absolutely correct about
that's
that.
His advocate, you know. Yeah. That's his attorney over there. That's the guy. That's his counselor. That's his defense attorney. Every single thing he says, Buzz will justify
it. It's very tasty.
Julia loves it.
It's basically Buzz defends him on the show as long as Joe helps Buzz with his gardening.
Gardening. His green thumb.
Wink, wink.
Okay, one
and,
call.
And personal gardening.
Hello, Don and Mike. Now,
I'm a gardener.
Hold on. Who gardens who?
They both. Well, he's a garden lover.
You. Oh. They have a garden party.
That's right.
Now, hold on. Who are you saying gardens who?
I don't know.
Do you think Joe gardens?
You know what?
You brought it up.
I withdraw the
homo.
Remark. I don't think they shave or...
Homo.
Who do you think...
I envisioned Joe clipping Buzz.
Oh. Okay.
Homo.
Oh, man, I'm getting seasick.
And
was he doing it in the electric room?
Maybe.
Now, was he using an electric razor? Was he using an electric razor? Oh, that. I hope that doesn't leave like burn marks.
Well, no, not with Joe.
Not if you use electric shave.
A grape flavored lover.
It's official. I'm going to throw up now.
Well, do it in the electric room.
Oh God, that's just a mental picture of that.
One more spot. Thanks, Joe.
Almost finished.
Don't miss that part.
So what happens after Joe gets done with Buzz?
They spark up. God, am I the only one who sees this?
I guess so. Thank you, Rob. Let's just straighten that out for us.
Once a month.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What was it like when you, the night of the election, and you have to talk to President Clinton? And had you talked to him much during the campaign directly? Probably not, I wouldn't think.
No, not a lot. We sort of talked
past each other. We had two debates, but nobody showed up. And but I called him, Collect. And
thanks, Collect.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did. Our campaign's been broke for months.
Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the wrong radio show in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
With the wrong host.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ah, let's see. Oh, this week we're giving away NBA playoff tickets. Wizards in the Heat, MCI Center. Courtesy of ABC. But the NBA playoffs at ABC Saturday night at 8 on ABC. And you know, Independence Air is the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Boy, another trip to Las Vegas. We'll do it on our next break, as a matter of fact. Fly High and get your Happy Bags game tag. FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
Go Wizards!
So we'll give those tickets away. They don't have a chance.
Yeah, but that's why I say go. I love the underdog.
They don't have a chance.
And yet they're doing it.
I love Beat the Heat.
Beat the Heat. Oh, God. People are into the Wizards. People are really, really
this
into
never
the
happened,
Wizards.
Huh?
In this town, it's been a very, very, what is it, 18 years?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, more than that.
More than that?
Well, I don't know. It's like 28 years or 18 crazy. Years I mean, since they won this, a game.
Think of this town as far as sports. This town hasn't had anything to cheer for in a very long time.
True.
Mike, might I tell you? About the Redskins?
Oh, yeah.
Am I the only one that thinks
that's right.
They're
whatever.
Just one snap away from making it to the NFL's elite?
Hell of an off-season talent hunt.
Am I the only one that thinks Mark Brunell still has gaffes left in the tank?
He's not saying that, is he?
I'm out of the park. I've seen him throw. He's impressive.
The previous comments made by a Redskins employee.
And Rob Spiewak, he's not a basketball fan. He always roots for the Grand Wizards, though.
Yes, he does. But, boy, it's tough for them to do a fast break. Tripping on those robes all the time.
Oh, we are syndicated. That's an awful segue.
This show? When did that start?
That's an awful segue. But I can't believe we've not talked about this guy, this creepy mayor in Spokane. We're on KFAN radio in Spokane. We have been for about 5 or 6 years. We get good support, and we thank you for listening there. The mayor, there were all these rumors about him, if he was gay or not, and he was one of these Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, right-wing types.
Always makes it a little more noticeable.
He's very conservative, very anti-gay. You know, we don't need them around here. We don't want them getting married. This is not a good place for them. Well, they